In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, and with thy whole soul, and with thy whole mind. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Dear faithful, how do we follow this great commandment? We have all encountered people who are really difficult to love. Some people are arrogant or lazy, others are unpleasant, others may be condescending, others are selfish or temperamental. It's difficult. Perhaps we manage to love family members and friends, but it may seem to us that we are incapable of more. We know as well that we do things that are not at all worthy of love, and when we see those same faults in others, those same defects or weaknesses, they become unbearable. That is why the three first commandments of God remind us of our responsibilities towards God, to honor Him to the exclusion of other God, even to the exclusion of earthly things when they threaten us to become our false gods, our idols. Whose son is the Christ? Asked Jesus. The Pharisees give the obvious answer. The Messiah will be a descendant of King David. But Jesus goes further with an answer that makes sense only with the understanding of the Blessed Trinity that exists before all time. The Lord said to my Lord, those are David's words, universally understood by educated Jews to refer to the Christ, and David as the Lord speaking to his Lord, God the Father speaking to his Son, before the day star, I have begotten you. It is very significant that our Lord reminds the Pharisees of these words of King David in this very contest. The great commandments of the law are first the love of God with the entirety of heart, mind, soul, and body. And then the love of neighbor as thyself, precisely because one loves God. The love of the Father and the Son, and also the outpouring love of God in His magnificent creation, are the model of man's behavior on earth. The world, the earth, has known other religions without Christ and the Blessed Trinity. Some of these religions are barely more than philosophies or schools of thought, having justice and peace through an intellectual system, but no love. No love as the center of all things. Some of these religions have a big number of gods, and some of them are quite warlike and hateful. When the Holy Scripture, with the burning words of St. John the Evangelist, says that God is love, and that he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him, these words are totally unique in human history. Therefore, if we look at the commandments given to us by God, we see that they are the manufacturer's instruction for us, his creatures, human beings. We know those commandments. They were given to Moses on Mount Sinai. And additionally, God has written the commandments on the tablet of our souls, our hearts, our human nature. Life on earth simply does not work when the commandments are denied. Men must love one another for life will not work in society where people are cheating, where people are always in conflict and lying to one another. A society that accepts institutionalized violence like abortion and untruth simply cannot last and cannot function efficiently. We must love one another. The love of my neighbor is not only a question of feelings or sentiment. The love of my neighbor is rooted in human nature, and it is a vital necessity. To love my neighbor is to desire his good. The Jew of the Old Testament could please God in a servile way. The Jew of the Old Testament had a measure of justice and peace and even harmony within his tribe. But he lacked the example of love given by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hopefully today we understand better Jesus' words with the help of St. Paul, reminding us that only in the faith of Jesus Christ, bearing with each other in humility, meekness, patience, and love, do we preserve the unity of the Holy Ghost. Only in the one Lord, the one faith, the one baptism, do we possess the Lord and Father of all. He is telling us about this outpouring divine love. And St. Paul reiterates the words of Jesus, the only begotten Son and the Son of David's Lord. To love God with our entire being and to love our neighbor as ourselves is to love them because they were created by God in his likeness. And this is the reason of what Jesus said, that it is very and so important. Let us love our neighbors, even with our human limitations, in and for the love of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.